Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onile Tini. The Ex-Parliamentarians Association of Nagaland, EXPAN, has urged the government of Nagaland to take immediate steps to operationalize the Register of Indigenous Inhabitants of Nagaland, RIIN, and strengthen the implementation of the Inner Line Permit, ILP, regime across the state. In a representation submitted to the government, EXPAN appreciated the decision to extend the ILP under the Bengal Eastern Frontier Regulation 1873, to the entire state, including Dimapur. However, the association cautioned that effective implementation would remain uncertain unless the state and district administrations are adequately prepared to address emerging challenges. On the recent developments in the northeastern region, EXPAN stated that states have become increasingly alert to the risk allegedly posed by large numbers of illegal immigrants, particularly from neighboring Bangladesh. It maintained that strict enforcement of the ILP remains the only effective safeguard to protect the land and the people of Nagaland while ensuring that the constitutional rights of bona fide Indian citizens living and working in the state are not infringed upon. The association further emphasized that effective enforcement of the ILP requires a robust mechanism to clearly distinguish genuine Indian citizens from illegal immigrants. In this context, EXPAN identified the RIIN as a critical foundation for establishing such a system and underscored the urgent need for its operationalization. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda yesterday stressed that coordinated and synergistic efforts by the center and states are essential to enhance influenza preparedness and response across India. Mr. Nadda said this while virtually addressing the inaugural session of the two-day Chintan Shivir organized under the theme Strengthening Interministerial and Intersectoral Convergence for Influenza Preparedness and Response in New Delhi. The minister emphasized that it is vital to ensure that preparedness and response activities, including surge capacities, are well aligned for the forthcoming influenza season. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that public sector banks have emerged as strong and competitive institutions, standing shoulder to shoulder with private and foreign banks in supporting India's growth. Mr. Goyal stated this while addressing the MSME Banking Excellence Awards in New Delhi yesterday. Referring to the announcement of the India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement, FTA, the minister said that it was the seventh FTA concluded under the guidance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
Our third FTA.
यह फाइव आईज देशों के साथ हमारा तीसरा मुक्त व्यापार समझौता है, ऑस्ट्रेलिया, ब्रिटेन और अब न्यूजीलैंड। हम शीघ्र ही कनाडा के साथ भी टर्म्स ऑफ रेफरेंस पर बातचीत शुरू करने वाले हैं। हम अमेरिका के साथ अपनी बातचीत में पहले से ही एक एडवांस स्टेज पर हैं। ये दुनिया की जियोपॉलिटिक्स में भारत के बढ़ते रणनीतिक महत्व को दिखाता है।
ऑफ इंडिया इन वर्ल्ड जियोपॉलिटिक्स।
The government has prevented 660 crore cyber fraud losses in just 6 months with the help of the Financial Fraud Risk Indicator, FRI. The Ministry of Communication informed that more than 1,000 banks, third-party application providers and payment system operators, PSOs, have onboarded the digital intelligence platform, DIP, and started adopting FRI actively. FRI is driven by the active support of the Reserve Bank of India and the National Payments Corporation of India. The ministry also appreciated the efforts of all vigilant citizens and cyber warriors who are actively leveraging the Sanchar Sathi platform to report suspected fraud communications. The United States AST Space Mobile Bluebird Block 2 communication satellite will be launched by ISRO tomorrow at 8:53 a.m. local time aboard the LVM-3M6 rocket. This sixth operational flight of LVM-3 is a dedicated commercial mission that will place the satellite into low Earth orbit, a report.
Bluebird Block 2 will be the largest commercial communication satellite in LEO and the heaviest payload launched by LVM-3 from India. The satellite is part of AST Space Mobile's next-generation system to provide direct cellular broadband connectivity to standard smartphones without special hardware. It aims to offer global 4G and 5G connectivity, enabling calls, web access and video services directly from space. LVM-3 is a three-stage launch vehicle developed by ISRO and has previously launched Chandrayaan 2, Chandrayaan 3 and OneWeb missions. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog conditions over the northeastern parts of the country during the morning and night hours till Thursday. Meanwhile, a dry spell is expected to continue to prevail over Nagaland. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.